From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
He does a fabulous job absolutely every day. He's on the other side of the glass. He literally wears a producer's hat and a Phillies jersey, and he's Rob Center. So we very much appreciate his hard work and his help. And as soon as this show's over, he'll also do the archiving. He'll have this show posted on the WKOK podcast page. In the studio with us now, Catherine Long. Is here. She's a healthy living coordinator and registered dietitian at Wise Markets, and she brought her good colleague, Erin Dunleavy. Of course, we met Erin when she was a pup, and she is just a super dietitian now. She's an in-store dietitian in Lewisburg, Danville, and Selins Grove, and working hard in our valley for Wise Markets. So thank you. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Oh, I appreciate you coming back. That's all I guess we'll say. I don't want to get into your personal life, but, but suffice to say, you're growing up, and I just think it's fabulous. You're really, it's great to watch you grow up. And Catherine Long is here, so welcome
back. Good morning.
Back. And you're the supervisor. Beth Stark gets the morning off.
Yes, so. she has no voice this morning, so it wasn't going to work for her to be on the radio.
That wouldn't work. Okay, so that's not ideal. Well, I am glad to say I just posted on Facebook a picture of a wide range of snacks that are now available these days, some of which are plant-based. I see the cauliflower listing there, so that's going to be our first topic, plant-based snacks. This is the hottest food trend.
It really is. So over the past, let's see, 6 or 7 years, the number of food and drink products in the U.S. that mention plant-based grew almost 270%. So it's really trendy right now. And really, we've been talking about plant-based for years when it comes to a healthy eating pattern. You know, most specifically, the Mediterranean diet we like to mention is a really balanced, healthy eating pattern that focuses mostly on plant-based foods. So fruits and vegetables, beans, nuts, seeds, healthy oils, things like that. And so they're really, really trending right now. And one of the things, you know, you've probably seen and heard of would be our milk alternatives. So the plant-based milk alternatives. So almond milk and coconut milk and soy milk and things like that. But now what's really taken off is oat milk. Have you tried oat milk?
Well, you got to squeeze an oat to get milk out of it.
I don't know exactly how they make it, but well, it's not technically milk. It's, you know, an oat beverage. So I'm going to have Erin pour a glass for you because we brought some. So that we have original and we have vanilla. So she's pouring you some vanilla. I honestly think they taste almost identical. But what's really cool about this oat beverage, I guess, or oat milk, I like to call it, is it has fiber in it, which you're really not going to find in any other milk or milk alternative. Oh, he's going in for a second sip.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it really is, right?
It's almost a sweet flavor. Is it sweet?
It is. So there's this, so this is the vanilla. Mm-hmm. There's 5 grams of sugar in 8 ounces, which is really not that much. That's less sugar than naturally in regular milk. But what's really cool about this is there's 4 grams of fiber, which you're not going to find in any other milk. I know Mark made really interesting face.
Fibrous milk.
Yeah. So, and what the milk, so oats are really known for their fiber and their ability to lower cholesterol. And it's this special type of fiber called beta-glucan. And it's been studied a lot, and it's known to improve your blood glucose control and also lower your cholesterol. And oats and barley are the top sources of this special type of fiber in your diet. There's very, very few sources of this beta-glucan. So oats and barley are up there. And so now we can get it in a beverage. And so when you think about beta-glucan, we want to be getting about 3 grams of this type of soluble fiber a day. Also pair it with a diet low in saturated fat and cholesterol, and that's going to help reduce your risk of heart disease. So one serving of oats has 2 grams of this soluble fiber, and an 8 ounce serving of this beverage has 0.75 grams. So if you have a serving of oats and you make it with this oat beverage, or just, you know, you could add this to your coffee, you could put it in smoothies, you can drink it plain if you want. You're really well on your way to getting those healthy nutrients out of it.
8 ounces of oat milk seems on the high side, though.
Absolutely not. You probably had an ounce right there.
Wow, that's right. I probably did. Okay, so there we go.
What's really cool about this, too, is it's lactose-free. So if there's people out there who can't have have milk because of the lactose, it's a lactose-free option for you.
And Erin, you're finding in the stores this is selling. Folks are trying it. They're interested in something like this.
Definitely trending. It's really... there are a lot of different brands that are making this now, so really hopping on board with that. And like Catherine mentioned, I think the fiber is probably one of the best selling points for this because most Americans aren't getting enough fiber each day, so this is just another way that we can get some fiber in.
All right,
I'm like really loving this oat milk. It's also a good source of calcium and vitamin D, so they fortified it with that. So you're getting your calcium and vitamin D as well, which I feel like a lot of people aren't getting enough of either.
And how much to buy that jug? That looks like about a $4 jug.
I don't know.
I think it's between $4 to $5 now, regular price.
All right. So what else is cooking?
We have a whole table full of goodies.
So we also have some roasted chickpeas. So the selling point that I like to make with these is that if you have like a salty tooth or if you crave chips, try roasted chickpeas instead. So it can still satisfy your salty tooth and also give that crunch. So it is just roasted chickpeas. So it's a bean and it gives you some fiber, protein, same type of thing. It's more plant-based. We also have...
How much fat?
Let's see. Oh, only 3 grams. Not bad at all. Oh, I love these because they come in so many flavors. Mm-hmm. I love the barbecue. I mean, because I love barbecue potato chips. So, of course, I would love the barbecue flavor. But so an ounce of these has 5 grams of fiber and 6 grams of protein. So you're really going to feel, and 2 grams of sugar, you're really going to feel very full after having a serving of these versus, like Erin said, a serving of potato chips.
Right. One serving of potato chips is about 15 chips. So,
and that's about an ounce too, right?
Yes. Yeah. Most people don't just stop at 15. Here, this is a lot more filling, so you'll be a lot more satisfied by eating some roasted chickpeas versus chips. Yeah. And I like to make the suggestion, too, to customers, try to make simple swaps like that. Like, you don't have to completely overhaul what you're eating, but instead of chips, maybe try roasted chickpeas, or the other product we have here is a new product from Blue Diamond, the Gourmet Almonds. So I'll let Catherine talk about
them. Oh, I love these almonds.
Because she loves them.
Okay. So I'm like, yeah, nuts are great for you, and they're so healthy, but I just found myself not loving almonds, and I didn't know why. And so we tried
even
these.
Even after you went on the almond tour?
Oh my God. Oh, I know. Those were delicious. That was really fun. But I just was like, why don't I love almonds? Mm-hmm. And the Blue Diamond Gourmet Almonds, they take the skin off of the almonds. And it's like a whole new experience. So...
Jeez, that's half
we can
the appeal,
open these.
Though, is that sort of
oh,
nutty
you're still getting all the, good stuff in
the
almonds. So you can see that they're like almost white. They're a very light color because they don't have the skin on them. And they're flavored.
They don't look appetizing, I'm going to be frank.
Oh, they're so good. So these ones are the garlic, herb, and olive oil. They have just regular salt. They have a rosemary flavor. But... I really love these.
Yeah, they have like a creamy texture.
Yeah.
You could eat about 500 of these.
See? Oh, see? They might not look the best, but he's going to eat 500. So there you go. Yeah, super tasty. And I think it is, you know, because sometimes you eat them and you can still feel like this almond skins in your mouth. And I think that's what was bothered me about them. But oh my gosh, I can go through a whole bag of those in like 3 days.
Yes.
And our other type of almonds.
We love this other
product.
You don't
want to eat 1,000 nuts though, right?
Right. Keep it to one serving. You're going to get all those, but they do have those healthy fats in there, so you are going to feel satisfied after you have.
On a serving of nuts is still, it's quite a, like 3 tablespoons or something.
24.
Quite a few.
Yep. Yes.
24. Okay, well, that's plenty.
So if you have a sweet tooth like I do, these will be your jam. They are a new product that we have in our stores called Skinny Dipped Almonds. So we have 3 different flavors that we carry. This one here that we have is dark chocolate espresso. So they're just very lightly coated with some dark chocolate espresso flavoring, but lower in sugar than most other sweet snacks. Yes.
So you have those almonds and you have the better chip. I see spinach on the label and cauliflower crackers and looks like pops. Some kind of pops. What are they with their?
Oh, they're
they have
like,
their
almost
to me
like
here.
Little energy bites.
Okay,
made from figs.
You have all of these things here today. We're just about out of time on this segment. So to sum up, what's the big advantage when you're choosing some of these newer foods that have these nuances?
I think the biggest advantage is the fiber, mostly because most Americans aren't getting enough fiber. So these plant-based products do kind of vamp up the fiber and make it easier to get. The recommended amount of intake for fiber per day is about 25 to 30 grams. So to try to meet that, increase your intake of more plant-based snacks, because that's where fiber mostly comes from, is plant-based type of foods. And then also, you really get the taste. The taste is still there, but you're kind of having a healthier alternative than the regular. We kind of compared these cauliflower crackers to like a Cheez-It type cracker.
Very similar.
But they're cauliflower-based, so they're more plant-based and give you a little bit more nutrition.
All right. Well, fantastic. All right. Well, we are out of time on this particular segment, but I'll tell you what, some of this stuff is good. The almonds are super. If you happen to forget them when you leave, all the better. So that would be, that would be okay.
We can leave the almonds with you.
Well, and I do enjoy eating nuts. You know, I eat a handful of peanuts, you know, every day. So, all right. Well, fantastic. Erin Dunleavy, the in-store dietitian at Lewisburg Danville and Sealance Grove, and she is a healthy living coordinator, as is Catherine Long from Wise Markets. When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation about these trending foods and plant-based snacks, but we'll also go talk about cleaning your kitchen. And we don't mean just mopping the floor. We mean going through in the springtime and just freshening things up and getting rid of some things that maybe you don't need anymore. And so we'll talk about the healthy springtime brunch. We're going to make one right here in the studio, figuratively speaking, when we come back on WKOK Sunrise.
News and interviews from across the world and right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. This is WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. So we continue our interview with two of the healthy living coordinators from Wise Markets, two of the six that there are that exist, six or seven, eight. Well,
yeah.
It's a growing number of individuals that are helping customers and taking good care of the social media and making sure that the Beth Stark and Catherine Long are freed up to do the videos we have in the studio. Right. Erin Dunleavy is here. She's an in-store dietitian she's based out of Sunbury, but works at the Lewisburg, Danville, and Sealands Grove stores, greeting customers and trying different foods and sampling things, right?
That's right. So starting in May and June, there will be full schedules in all of those three stores that offer different health and wellness events to our customers.
Okay, so look for those next month. And just a quick glance, what kinds of things are you starting to get ready for next month?
A lot of different workshops. We actually have a food and wine pairing coming up with Shade Mountain. That is at the Lewisburg store. Different tasting events, kids cooking classes. So a lot of variety, a lot of fun stuff coming up starting in May and June.
Oh, okay, maybe my wife will sign me up for the kids cooking. So
yeah, there you go.
One day she'll come home and dinner will be ready. And just never know. All right, so that's Erin Dunleavy, and you'll find her at Lewisburg, Danville, and Sealands Grove. And those schedules will pop up in the stores before too long. So look for those there. Catherine Long is back, registered dietitian, healthy living coordinator at Wise.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. All right. In our first segment, we talked about some of the hottest food trends. I sampled the oat milk, which wasn't bad. It does have a bit of a sugar add-on, so that kind of helps it. But so that was good. Summarize all the different things that you brought today.
Yeah. So our favorite is the oat milk. And I put a quick poll out on our Wise Dietitian Facebook page yesterday to see what people thought of it. So the most votes were for I've heard of oat milk, but I haven't tried it. There were an equal amount of votes for I've tried oat milk and didn't like it versus did like it. And then one person had never heard of oat milk. But what's really interesting about this is that there is fiber in there, which you aren't going to find in any other kind of plant-based beverages. So it's really trendy nowadays. I would really encourage you to give it a try. There's only 5 grams of sugar per serving. It's an excellent source of vitamin D and calcium. So really good. The other things we talked about were these crunchy roasted chickpeas, lots of different flavors out there. So if you have a salty tooth and like potato chips and the crunch, give those a try. There's some different types of almonds out there now. So Blue Diamond has a gourmet almond where they actually take the skin off the almond and add some flavorings to it. Delicious. Mm-hmm. Skinny dipped almonds are covered with a little bit of dark chocolate. There's also a raspberry flavor and an espresso flavor.
But it's not a goopy chocolate coating.
No, it's like a powder. Yeah, right. It's really good. There's also this Banza pasta, which has double the protein and more than double the fiber as regular pasta. And it's made from chickpeas, which is a bean, which is a good source of fiber. And then there's also some of these Made in Nature Figgy Pops. So we have recipes for like energy bites to make up and send off with the kids for after school activities or something like that if you're going to the gym. So here's some pre-made kind of energy bites. And all of these are, you know, plant-based. And like Aaron said in the previous segment, kind of the benefit that they have is fiber. So Americans are only getting about half the amount of fiber that they should each day. And so each one of these things just helps to up that fiber intake a little bit. And it's really a satisfying snack. Fiber helps to keep us fuller for longer. So we would encourage you, you know, when you're out in the store, you're going to see more plant-based items. Give them a try, and maybe it's something you'll like and want to incorporate into your regular snacks.
All right, and they're all worth trying. I sampled some of them. The almonds are tasty, and the oat milk is okay. It was funny. If you just, out of the blue, somebody give you a sample of milk, just plain dairy milk, you might say, I don't know, it's okay. But, of course, we're used to it. We grew up with it. We drink a quart a day, and so it's kind of funny that way. Okay, so, but they're all good choices. They're all available. These are the kinds of things that Erin would be talking about when she's out in the store. So look for her or her colleagues in some of the stores around here or elsewhere in the Wise Markets chain, and you'll find out about some of these food trends. And if you have any questions, go to wisemarkets.com, and you can contact the staff, the registered dietitian staff, through that method. Now, you mentioned spring cleaning the kitchen. Now, cleaning the kitchen, in my view, means I have to scrub the floors. That's my job. Okay, so, but that's not what you're talking about.
No, so spring is here. Hopefully the weather warms up a little bit for us coming here. But we're talking about spring cleaning your kitchen, specifically spring cleaning your refrigerator. So this is just a reminder to maybe this weekend, if you have some free time, to try to just clean out the fridge. I know a lot of times food just gets built up in there. We forget about what food's in there. So it's just a great opportunity to remove all of the food and then wipe down the shelves and then just take a look at the food that you do have in there. Obviously, toss out any of the expired food, food that's gone bad, out of date, old spices. Generally, spices last about 2 years, so they do have a pretty long shelf life. Those are more usually on your pantry or kind of on your countertop, but if you have some in the fridge, just kind of take a look at the date there. And then set aside any food that is still good, but, you know, maybe you want to donate. So that would be more in the pantry type foods. And then also when you put the food back in the refrigerator, you want to kind of take inventory of what you do have. Like I said, sometimes we might forget about what is in there and just kind of remember that if you throw something out or if something's out of date, put it on the shopping list. So that then that way you always know what you do have. Make sure you take inventory and then you don't double up, or maybe you don't forget something at the store next time. When you do put the food back in the refrigerator, food storage is also a big way to kind of preserve the life of the food. So you want to make sure that you store milk and eggs in the coldest part of the refrigerator, so not on the door, like a lot of people do. So reserve that door space for condiments only, typically.
Well, I think some fridges a while ago, I don't think they do it anymore, the doors were set up in such a manner that they would hold a gallon of milk on
the
door.
Or the eggs.
Yes, yeah. Right. Yep, yeah. They have that little egg shelf there. So it's not recommended to do that just because, you know, that part, as you open the door, it can get warmer than what's recommended for eggs and milk to keep them fresh. And you want to make sure that you keep any raw meat or poultry on the bottom shelf. So instead of storing it on top with other food on the bottom shelves, this is just to prevent the raw meat if in case it does have any drippings, so then it wouldn't get on any of the other foods. So you want to keep them separate from all the other fresh foods in the refrigerator.
All right, so your spring cleaning reference is to expired foods, maybe folks that are going to near the expiration if they haven't been unopened. Maybe that's the donation time for things.
Right,
that are in
right.
Your house.
That would be more for your pantry. Like if you find something in there and you didn't use it for a while, canned foods usually do last a long time. And if you know, hey, I'm not really going to use this, then yeah, donate it to a local food bank or pantry or wherever.
All right. And one thing I like to mention just real quick is about the spices. So a lot of times we store them by our stove because that's where we're cooking, but that's not ideal because the steam and the heat is going to affect the spices and how their flavor. So I store mine across the kitchen in the pantry, which seems like, you know, not the best place for them, but it just helps to keep them fresher longer than storing them right by the heat.
Or maybe you can put some frequently used ones in a little caddy and take that back and forth to the counter.
Perfect. That's a great idea.
Thank you. See, we're always thinking.
Always thinking here.
As long as it doesn't have to actually do with the food, I can come up with it. All right, I'll make you a little wooden caddy that'll take you back and forth. All right, last segment, you want to talk about the idea of a healthy springtime brunch. So you're going to entertain somebody or just for yourself?
Right.
You want to have a healthy
brunch?
Yeah,
so in our current Healthy Bites magazine, we have a few springtime brunch recipes. So we have some whole wheat blueberry nut pancakes, a layered fruit salad, which looks really good because there's some lemon zest and some orange zest in there, and then some really fun ham and egg cups. So, I mean, there could be so many reasons why we have a brunch in the springtime, just to get together with friends and family. Mother's Day's coming, Easter's coming, there's a lot, baby showers. So there's a lot of reasons why, but so just a few tips. Be strategic about the menu planning. Think about recipes you could make the day beforehand, maybe a casserole, and then you can pop it in the oven in the morning. Anything that you can make beforehand. Setting the table the night before to save a few minutes in the morning. Setting up a beverage bar so people can serve themselves, so you can have a variety of coffees or teas, fresh juice, even a mimosa bar would be fun for a brunch. I really like the idea of making it a potluck and have everyone bring their favorite dish. That way it takes the pressure off of you as the host, and then everybody can bring something to share and you can try a new recipe. And then I love having fresh flowers in the house, so my final tip would be to add some of fresh tulips to the table for the perfect springtime brunch.
All right, and fresh flowers are right when you walk in the door.
That's
so
right.
I'm always tempted to take flowers
to
my lovely bride.
I know, they're so beautiful.
So, and yeah, they do. They definitely spruce up the house. Now is especially the time to have the flowers because everything's not greened up and flowered up outside.
That's
but
right.
It brings a little spring into the house. So that's all sound advice. Where do we get more information on all of this?
Yeah, so the magazine, you can find it at healthybites.wisemarkets.com, or if you have any questions, you can always contact the Wise Dietitians at wisedietitians@wisemarkets.com.
All right, wisemarkets.com, your go-to for a lot of this information. If you wish to contact the registered dietitians because you have a question, feel free to do so. Catherine Long, thank you so much. Aaron Dunleavy, thank you so much. We'll see you in the store, perhaps.
Thank you. We'll see
you. You just never know. I'm not allowed to go to the store for my lovely bride, but my mother sends me from time to time. So
we'll see you then.
Yeah, there's desperation, so maybe I'll see you in Taylor's Grove.